Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you new to the crew? If you are, I'm Chris Kellogg, along with Dina. It's the Kellogg Crew Morning Show, and Dina's got your dirt three times throughout the morning with different stories every time, which is great. She puts a lot of work into it. And
well,
now,
thank you for noticing.
Yes, I did today. After 14 years, found out you're doing a great job. All right, and this dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love when you share the love and cash by referring as many friends as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood?
Amy Schumer had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction in an
really?
Instagram selfie. Mm-hmm. And she got called out for it by Orlando Bloom. So another celebrity called her
Wait,
out.
Wait, did she know she did this?
I don't think so. She was in a picture posing with somebody.
Okay.
But her shirt was dipping a bit too low on one side.
Gotcha.
And Orlando was the one to let her know, commenting to free it. You know, you've heard the phrase before, right?
Yeah.
With a few laughing emojis. And so, yeah, it got attention.
How did you not see this? I mean, sometimes you take pictures on your phone and they're very small, mm-hmm. right? And you're like, oh, I'm going to share that without seeing how, you know, what's actually in it with the details.
Yeah, but sometimes you just take a quick glance and you're really mostly looking at your face to make sure your face looks normal.
Right. Your face isn't hanging out. It's, yeah.
So Amy ended up deleting the picture and she hasn't commented on it just yet, but she'll probably have something to say. Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire jumped into the middle of a dangerous fight. It happened in Adelaide, where a man and a woman were at a gas station, and the woman allegedly then stabbed the man in the chest with a knife.
Oh my gosh, the drama.
It's so yeah. much drama, and that's when a few people, including Dev, stepped in to try to stop. And the man was taken to the hospital. He didn't have life-threatening injuries, and the woman was arrested, but Dev stayed around to talk to the police about it. You know, to give a report as a witness. But yeah, it just jumped right in the middle of this fight.
Wow, lucky the stabber was a bad shot.
I guess so.
That is good, though, yep. that, you know, no one got seriously injured.
He could have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
The estate of singer Selena Quintanilla is going to release a 13-track posthumous album. Oh, I get chills just thinking about this.
Wow.
It's called Moonchild Mixes.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be released very soon, August 26th. And her family says most of what's on the album was recorded when Selena was between 13 and 16 years old.
Oh, my God. And you said there's a lot of tracks to this.
13.
13 different songs, or mm-hmm. at least clips. I'm not sure. Maybe won't be full songs.
These
but
are songs.
Wow. They've been holding on to these for a long time.
Well, her brother and sister said they wanted to get it just right. You
yeah.
know, not to release it too soon and make sure it was just right.
Is it anniversary coming up or something?
Mm.
Just curious. Sometimes they do that around,
yeah,
you know.
I'm going to have to check on that. But they gave fans a little taste of what's to come. They put out a remixed version of Como Te Quiero Yo A Ti. And I listened to it and instantly my whole body just like, oh, went with chills just to hear her voice on a song like that. So we'll be looking forward to that coming out in just a few weeks. Well, West Side Story star Ansel Elgort has been spotted making out with someone other than his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
This is on vacation in Italy, and a lot of outlets got the pictures to show Ansel and his new mystery woman kissing in the water.
You can't get away with anything when you're a Hollywood celebrity.
You can't.
Because they're always there with cameras.
And this wasn't like they were trying to, like, hide it, like, here, quick peck on the cheek or something.
Oh, was no, this she, like they wanted to suck each other's tongues out or something?
Oh, yeah. They were in the water. She was like, had her legs wrapped around him.
Oh, there
was,
okay.
Yeah, no doubt was, what was so, happening there.
So it wasn't just lunch.
Nope.
Like some other celebrities.
And then
have
another picture
lunch.
Shows him holding onto her bottom like he thinks it's going to run away. I don't
that's,
know.
That's what friends do.
No.
It's just friends.
I know. There's been rumors that Ansel and Violetta had split recently, so maybe there is no cheating here. Maybe, you know, he has moved on because, again, this is blatant. So, and that is your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
740 with the Kellogg crew. We'll see if she can work the word nuts in her Dirt report. Dina's Dirt at the 40. That's the working word for today.
Huh? Don't you worry.
All right, let's see if she can. Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you get $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. Share the love and cash by referring as many friends and family members as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Dirt?
All right, well, she's got the most liked video on TikTok. It's Bella Porch, and it's the 10-second clip that's titled To the B. I've seen it quite a few times. It's adorable. M to the B, M to the B. And she just kind of bops her head around and makes these cute little funny faces.
Okay.
It's got over 705 million views.
What?
It's got 58 million likes.
For 10 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But Bella said she gets just as much hate as she does love for the video. And she said the last time the app made me cry was from the negative comments. People were saying mean, random things like she looks so stupid. And it broke my heart because I'm just trying to express myself and have fun.
Don't feel bad. You have 700 million views.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's I feel the same way, too.
Yeah.
Like, and why are just, people sending her death threats? Come on. Well, it's just TikTok and she's having fun.
You could post the nicest thing online and somebody would hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's adorable. I just love her face. I don't know. There's something about it. She's got these big eyes and these lips, and she just does funny things with her face, and I think she's adorable.
What's her name again?
So Bella Porch. Look her up.
You Bella Porch. Okay.
Yeah, see her little To the Bee video, and she does other cute videos, too. And you wouldn't believe how old she actually is. She looks like a teenager, but mm-hmm. I think she's almost 30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she was military, too. And when you see her, you're just going to be like, okay, all right, you go, girl. Chris Rock is coming back for Everybody Hates Chris. Remember that show? That was about 2005-ish.
Did it last long or no?
4 years.
Okay.
It was on for 4 years, but now he's going to executive produce an animated version, and it's going to be about, you know, him narrating stories about his experiences growing up as a skinny nerd in a working class family in Brooklyn in the late 80s. So, based on what we saw on the real life version, I'm kind of looking forward to this one. I think it could be fun. He's, you know, self-deprecating humor. It's fun. Got some babies on the way. Jane the Virgin actress Gina Rodriguez and her husband expecting their first child. And she announced it on her birthday. And Jersey Shore star Mike the Situation Sorrentino and his wife have another baby on the way due in January. Their son is one.
Wow. Trying to get some friends.
Yeah, it's
friends for the kid.
Siblings.
Right.
You know, so, but you know, you gotta take into account, too, when you have little ones that small, it's just more worries. I always, like, spaced my kids out. I just felt that I needed one who was potty trained already.
Yeah. I give it to parents who can have babies, like, 9 months after they have a baby.
Yeah.
I give it to your parents, which is great, because, I mean, in that case, though, you're, you know, like you said, your siblings are close in age, so they can relate to each other a little bit better.
Yeah, for me, I couldn't, all I could think of was dirty bathroom in a restaurant, and one kid crawling on the floor while I'm changing the other. That's all I could think
about. It's like whack-a-mole, too, trying to get them to bed, right?
Yes.
You get one to bed, the other's awake, you get that one asleep, the other one's awake.
Well, in an interview with Real Blend, Quentin Tarantino talked about which movie he feels is the greatest ever made. He didn't pick one of his own. You know, he's got Django Unchained, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Pulp Fiction, but rather he gave the honor to Jaws. He said, Jaws is the greatest movie ever made.
I mean, when you see Jaws on TV, you've got to stop and watch it. I do all the time.
It might be the only movie from the 70s I've ever seen.
It's so, so great. Not before you go to the beach, but it's just so great.
But see, it terrifies me, and I want to hide under something while Quentin Tarantino's sitting there enjoying his beer and his nuts. And he can eat
the
while
chances,
he's watching blood everywhere.
The
I
chances
can't do
that. Of that happening to you anyway, and the chances were good of you working in the working word nuts, so I give you credit for that. So I heard it. I caught it.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 840 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Good deal going on right now. $25 for you and $25 for somebody that you love. Share the love and cash by referring as many people as you want in August during their Refer a Friend program at Pioneer Valley Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, so what's up in Hollywood?
All right, a new twist in the JoJo Siwa Candace Cameron Bure drama. You know that feud that started when JoJo posted a TikTok saying Candace was the rudest celebrity she'd ever met. Candace then posted a Bible verse and eventually apologized in her own video, saying she was sorry for not taking a picture with JoJo years ago at a premiere. And then Candace's daughter had weighed in, slamming JoJo and saying there are bigger problems in the world.
Yeah, so, and, I mean, you don't have enough time in the world to, you know, take a picture with everybody.
Well, at a premiere, though, when she didn't take a picture with JoJo and then she took a picture with another group.
So, I don't have time.
Okay,
sorry.
So, anyway, now JoJo's mom is involved. So, she reposted a clip from her podcast where she talked about the interaction that set that feud off. And she said in the caption, the recent story told wasn't quite right, so here's the real version. And then she kind of slammed Candace a little, saying, you know, real genuine kindness always goes a long way. It's super easy to quote a Bible verse when everyone's looking at you.
Oh, there's a slam. Okay.
A little bit. You don't mess with Jessalyn. I mean, honestly, if you've seen Jess on Dance Moms, you'd know she's a little bit on the feisty side. And, you know, she's more than a mama bear. So I can't wait to see if Candace ends up responding or this is the last we hear of it.
Like, she's looking up another Bible verse.
I don't know. But now that Jess is involved, I would say everybody just go to your corners. That's what I would say. Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian, they're part of another Skims promotion. They've teamed up for a Skims photo shoot, you know, the company that Kim Kardashian owns. And they got a little raunchy for this one, shared some provocative pictures, including one of Kourtney on a toilet, Megan sitting on her lap. It's very bizarre.
What? I don't even want to know
about that. Megan's on the toilet, Kourtney sitting on her lap. I don't know. I didn't look at it long enough to know.
Wow. So what does Skims sell again?
Skims. They sell like undergarments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so,
swimsuits.
Yeah. Okay.
And swim gloves.
But it's not chewing gum on the toilet.
No.
It's not chewing gum. Okay.
It's definitely like, you know, Megan was saying, should we start an OnlyFans? And I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's the kind of picture you might find on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I pay $5 a month for toilet sitting.
Ew, so gross. While walking in New York City, Jennifer Lawrence ran into a woman wearing the exact same dress she was wearing. They were twinning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this cream-colored dress, and it sells for $625. But anyway, Jen noticed first. She pointed it out to the woman. The Daily Mail has the pictures. As for who wore it better, I'm giving the point to Jennifer because the other woman's dress was really wrinkled and she paired it with clogs and Jen wore black sandals. But then I'm taking the point away because the dress isn't flattering at all and definitely not worth $625.
Oh, so both of them lose out.
Pretty much.
Yeah. How cool would that be, though, if you dress like a celebrity and they noticed you?
Right?
Yeah.
I hope the
like,
woman got a selfie.
Yeah, I would love it if Daniel Craig walked up and goes, wow, I'm wearing jeans, too. Look at us. We're like twinsies.
You'd just love it if Daniel Craig walked up.
I would.
And Aquaman star Jason Momoa surprised some passengers on a Hawaiian Airlines flight when he handed out bottles of water to them from the drink cart. Yeah, somebody on TikTok shared the video. He was on his way home to celebrate his friend's birth or his birthday.
That's
with his
it.
Friend.
He stole from a drink cart and gave it out.
Well, maybe.
And now he's the hero?
I don't know if he paid for it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, why are you ruining the story?
I'm just saying, if I did that on a flight, they would duct tape me to the seat if I just started giving out their water.
Jason Momoa smiling and handing people waters, and you're all like, oh, he's stealing? Did he pay for
it? I'm just curious. It doesn't sound like a huge thing, that's all.
Leave Aquaman alone.
Any news story you could have about Jason Momoa, though.
That's right.
I know, you do not shy away from.
That's right. Like, I needed another reason to go to Hawaii.
Like, Jason Momoa breathed today.
That'll be tomorrow's story. Thanks for ruining it.
Breaking news.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from earlier today and the podcast at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.